Our last recording of Russian music, the Gretchen Enoff Passion Week, got 5 Grammy nominations for that one disc. We didn't do that on purpose. You know, that wasn't, we didn't set out for that. First of all, you know, we brought both choirs together and we tried to bring to life the experience and spirit of the composer. So I have for a long time had a real intrigue with Russian music and how it sounds in an authentic way. I want you to close your eyes and think that we are the Cossack choir. The individual choirs of Kansas City and the Phoenix Chorale are incredible machines. They're capable of making the most amazing sounds. It's kind of an interesting human nature study that when the two choirs come together, they always bring their A game.
The Phoenix Chorale and Kansas City Chorale will be performing with Charles Bruffy this weekend the piece that they'll take that sound to, their sound, the Rachmaninoff Vespers, a piece that will be the next release on Chandos Records, a piece that Charles Bruffy's done with one of the greatest conductors of all time, Robert Shaw.
Yeah, I got to sing the Rachmaninoff Vespers with Robert Shaw, and we were all standing in a circle around him. It became one of those timeless moments that at the beginning of the piece, you were conscious. And then as we were coming out of the last piece, you regained consciousness. But don't ask me what happened in the middle. I am stepping now literally into the shoes of my teacher. That's big.
Charles Bruffy will tell you that it was Robert Shaw's attention to detail that made his performances and recording special to audience and singers. And there's been little else on Bruffy's mind than how to make this a magical performance and recording.
The people who would have sung this come of a different time and culture. We want to be Russians at that time. It's now 1915, and there is this new piece. What do I bring being a citizen of that moment? And that's what we're aiming at. Listening to it live, I've only had the opportunity to do that one time. You know, it's a wonderful thing to just float on that sound, the genius and mastery of Rachmaninoff.